This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Tennessee, officials have identified the remains of 14 of the 16 people who were killed Friday morning when a munitions plant exploded about 60 miles west of Nashville. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis.
We're moving forward. We're going to continue to move forward with the investigation. The investigation is full force. It's at a snail's pace.
A fragile ceasefire in the Middle East. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz saying there are plans to resume fighting against Hamas if necessary. And bodies are being returned to Israel from Gaza. Israeli forensic specialists working to identify them as 19 hostages' bodies remain unaccounted for. A federal judge in San Francisco temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown. The Supreme Court hearing arguments in a case that would further gut the Voting Rights Act and strike down a provision that allows considering racial representation in drawing congressional districts. This is ABC News. It's the second day of a four-day strike for more than 30,000 Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers on the West Coast who are seeking a 25% wage increase over 4 years.
These workers for Kaiser Permanente tell us that it's more than wages. They also want to be included in staffing language, alleging at times patients are being double and even triple booked. But Kaiser Permanente pushing back on that claim, saying they often exceed the mandated nurse-to-patient ratio, adding it's been working with the unions to provide competitive wages and are prepared to increase those wages 21.5% over the next 4 years.
ABC's Kenna Whitworth. A grand jury on New York's Long Island has indicted 63-year-old Richard Bilodeau for the rape and murder of 16-year-old Teresa Fusco in 1984. Three men were convicted of her murder but were later exonerated. Nassau County prosecutors say multiple leads pointed to Bilodeau and they matched DNA from a straw he used to DNA on Fusco's body. He's pleaded not guilty to murder. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dan Hagen, you were out hunting. How did that go?
This buck is eluding me, so I'm just trying new things. I bought designated hunting clothes that I'm going to wash with special detergent that has no scent on it.
People get into the scent, and there's all kinds of things people try to do. I don't know that the science is conclusive. Otherwise, everybody would have success every time. You got to try what you can try, right?
That's spending money for no real reason, probably, at the end of the day.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Hi, it's Jane Matt Nair.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matt Nair on air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
The Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know? So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first 5 games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for the Midwest Farm Report, with me, Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with showers around, a little breezy, and highs in the low 60s. And mostly cloudy on Friday, chance of showers again, warmer though, a high near 70. The weekend looks cooler. Right now it's 53.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5:30, I dive into the controversy over Stephen A. Smith's commentary about Jasmine Crockett. Can a sports commentator turn into a politician? I think not.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trivi? She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Kicking off Act Two here on this gorgeous Sunday night in the state of Wisconsin, an absolutely beautiful day and an even more beautiful evening. Great to have you with me, Conrad Krieger, working the board tonight. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite grouch? It is National Grouch Day. We will get caught up on texts in just a few minutes. We've got a few more minutes with our current guest, Mike Siegel. We will be back to Mike in just a moment. Coming up at 7:30 is Mr. Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison. He's going to tell us about some really, really cool shows coming up. And Kim Kardashian has new underwear. We covered that. And it even comes with hair. That's a
any color you want.
Any
too.
Color. You want to go redhead down low, south of the equator, go for it. Kim can hook you up. She's got all the sweet hookups. Conrad lamented about the Brewers. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. They could turn it around. Don't lose faith. Right?
Just, yeah. For you got to do it for Uke.
Do it for Uke. That's right. You know what drove me crazy? I hate when people get, like, Ukers, that's totally legit. Bob Uecker's a legend.
Yeah.
In all aspects. But when the Cubs were doing their thing in 2016, they were like, do it for Grandpa Rossi. Like, the catcher that they signed 4 years ago, who's on their team, I cannot stand that disingenuous stuff. Like, they just liked him. So people would, it's like, you obviously just became a fan because you don't play to win a World Series or a championship for the guy who you signed, who basically was a package deal with a pitcher. It was just weird.
That is weird. I didn't hear that when they were in there.
Listen, don't badmouth my Cubs. I can do it, but you can't.
Okay.
I hope that, but Uecker, I mean, come on. That's a baseball legend like that. Mike Siegel is here, folks. He is a former VJ on VH1, and he's had his own sitcom. Mike, you had a development deal with NBC. That was exciting. Was that, how different was that than VJing, actually acting?
Well, it was... Well, I mean, I always thought hosting was a natural progression from stand-up, you know?
I mean,
we started out as stand-ups, and so you're still being yourself, you know? So it was just kind of an extension of what I was doing on stage, but having a little bit of a script.
Right.
But acting is a whole different element, you know? I had to really, learn, and I had a lot thrown at me at once. So it was, you're kind of thrown into the fire. I didn't have a chance to get good. I mean, I could handle it right now a lot better than I could have handled it back then.
But, yeah.
You know, if it presents itself, you're only young once, and they only want you when you're young. So there you go.
That's what
but,
I know.
But it was a great experience. You know, we had some pilots that never took off and that kind of thing. So, yeah, it was happening. It was on – when they told me I wasn't going to come back to VH1 – a week later, I did the Montreal Comedy Festival with you.
Yeah. We were new faces.
And the deal kind of came out of that. So I was really bummed that, you know, I was losing my... I went there knowing that I didn't have a job, you know, for 2 weeks after I got back. And so I was a little pressure. Like, man, if this didn't go well, I didn't know what I was going to do. But it actually turned out all right. But it was a weird time. But I loved my time there. I was only there 13 weeks, but it was great. I was kind of thinking of it because I just recently saw the Lilith Fair documentary.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's on Amazon or something.
Okay.
But it was great. And we plugged it hard that summer of 97, and it brought back all these memories because it was like our whole playlist of what we were playing that year.
Right.
And I remember promoting it all the time, and I thought maybe they would send me to one of the live events, but I never did. The only one I did was the Milwaukee Summerfest. They sent me back to Milwaukee.
Of all the places. Send me somewhere where I spent my whole childhood.
Oh, my God. Pete, I was like, I saw the list of all the places that we were going. It was called Rock Across America, and they were going to go to festivals all over that summer. And I was looking at the list, and at that time, I hadn't been to a lot of these places, like Portland and Seattle and all these kind of cool places.
Right.
And I was really excited. And they go, Mike, we got your assignment. Where am I going? Milwaukee Summerfest. Are you kidding me?
You know your way around there, right?
Oh, my God. I played it 5 times in the comedy tent. I know you must have.
I did. Yeah. It was terrible. Yeah. Terrible for comedy, but a great music festival, obviously.
Yeah, you sit there next to a roller coaster and a beer tent.
Where people are going just to cool off and get in the shade.
Yeah.
You know, it's, oh, this guy's talking.
Let's listen to this guy babble on.
Yeah, that was fun. That Montreal Comedy Festival, we had a great time up there, and I was very happy that you got that development deal. I wish it was me instead, but you know what? I faked it, and I congratulate. No, that was really a cool time, and kind of a really interesting process just to see you go through that. Like what is in, you know, what's expected of you, all that stuff. I remember you saying you got any ideas for sitcoms. They want to hear ideas. It was right like they did it on Seinfeld. You know, it's like you're coming up with ideas and that kind of stuff. So
suddenly I had to come up with something.
Yeah.
I had nothing.
What's coming up on Travel Tales? And, or answer this, where have you been lately, Mike? A really cool place you went to.
Oh, gosh. Florida. How about that?
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
I was in earlier this year. I was down in, I was performing on a ship down in South America, and they dropped me off in the Rio de Janeiro. It was like 3 days before Fat Tuesday. So it was during Carnival in Rio.
Wow.
And they were going to fly me straight home. And I went, you know what? Can you fly me back like 3 days from now? And they went, yeah. And I went, oh, great. So I think I got the last hotel room in Copacabana and hung out there and it was amazing. You know, so that's the kind of thing that, you know, I try to take advantage of it. And doing cruises has its pluses and minuses, but I try to maximize the travel when I can. I went to Iceland last year for it, which is really great. So I got to go to some really cool places.
Yeah.
And tell jokes and get paid to do it. So that was kind of... That's cool. That's the best way to go.
That's fantastic. Before we let you go, Mike, what are you watching? You watching anything you can recommend or seen any good movies?
Let's see. Well, that documentary, the Little Fair documentary, I think is good. I've been watching Only Murders in the Building, which I'm torn on. It's starting to get a little over the top for me. I don't know if you watch it. And nobody loves Martin Short more than I do. But I don't know.
I'll
stick with it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I want to watch that show. I've watched a couple episodes. I'm going to go back to it. I think I'm in the minority here. I love Steve Martin. I love Martin Short. I'm really tired of their shtick. It's like, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
You guys are cozy. You're friends. They're great, but I don't need to see it anymore. So that's kind of keeping me from Only Murders in the Building, I think. But I will bite the bullet and watch it. I hear it's a great show. It gets nominated for Emmys every time, or every year, you know.
Yeah. Generously, but
absolutely.
And of course, I'm always watching the new season of the British Baking Show. So,
are you serious?
I'm that guy. Oh, yeah, I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Love it, Pete.
I didn't mean that in an insulting way. I just don't watch those shows, and I that could have just as easily been a joke. But I think that's.
I never do. I hate reality shows. I don't watch reality competitions. But the whole point of it is the reason it took off during COVID. And the last, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, it's just people being nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's
it's nice. Very, everybody's supportive and nice. It's just real people being nice and just trying to do things, and it's kind. And I think, you know, we all kind of need that now.
Kind of like this show, Mike, if I may.
Kind. That's right. You, Pete. Can I tell my last my VJ story?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I got the goes down as one of my most embarrassing moments ever. So I'm glad I could share it with you and your listeners.
Thank you.
So the whole time I was down there for 3 months, and the whole time I was on VH1, nobody ever recognized me anywhere. I wanted them to. That was a point in my life where I wanted to be recognized.
Right. You
know? I thought it'd be really cool. The whole time I'm in New York, nobody recognized me. And right toward the end of the contract, I'm in like Greenwich Village. There's we're at a pizza joint, me and another comic, Lenny Marcus. And some guy shouts across the pizza joint, "Hey, BJ!" He's pointing at me and smiling, "Hey, BJ!" And I'm like, "Hey, here we go." And my buddy's here to see me getting recognized. All right. And I'm like, okay. And then the guy keeps it up. I go, now I think he's like busting my chops. So he's right. Like, "BJ! Hey, BJ!" I'm like, okay, what does this guy want? I go, "Can I help you?" And then this dude from India behind me goes, "Over here!" Right behind me. It's like, "Oh, your buddy BJ. Oh."
That is so great.
And Lenny starts cracking up. I go, "Lenny, I'm glad you were here to see that, because people think I'm making it up."
That would have sounded like you made it up. Yeah. That's so great, right? That he was there.
Oh, it was so embarrassing. And I just had to laugh it off. I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm the biggest idiot."
Oh, that's so funny. And that's just so, like, it would have been great if, like, "Hey, we're big fans of you too. We like your show."
Right.
"We're here to see VJ."
"Hey, VJ, over here." Ooh.
Oh, that's great. Oh. Mike, have a great night talking travel with your colleagues. Thank you as always, pal. This is so much fun when you come on the show.
Thanks, Peter. It's always good to talk to you.
You too, buddy. Have a great night.
All right, take care.
All right, that's Mike Siegel, ladies and gentlemen. Check out the Travel Tales podcast. He did such a good job, and he's been everywhere. So I'm sure there's a episode for you if you're thinking about going somewhere, and he has great guests too. So check it out. Tim Sauer is coming up at 7:35. We will tell you what is going on at the Overture Center over the course of the next few weeks. There's some really cool shows there. Did you watch Glee, Conrad?
Never seen it.
My daughter turned me on to Glee. And I just kind of started watching it thinking, well, this is just time we can spend together when she was in high school. And it is so funny. I saw almost the first season, the whole first season. It's hilarious. I mean, the music is great. I liked a lot of the music, but the comedy is really funny. And they have a show coming up at the Overture Center with, I think his name is William. What is that guy's name? I have it right here. William Martinson or something like that. But he played Mr. They called him Shu on Glee. And very funny guy. Matthew Morrison, that's it. And who is the woman on that show, too, that cracks me up? Jane. What is her name? Con, help.
Jane Lynch.
Like Jane Lynch. She's like one of the funniest people ever. She could be a great grouch because her character on that show, she plays the gym teacher who bullies the Glee Club guy, played by Matthew Morrison, who doesn't really put up with her stuff. Like, they give it back to each other, but it's really funny. Let's get through some of these texts, Con. This is ridiculous. Let's quit messing around here. We got to get to some texts here. The kidding around is pretty much over. Janet on social media says, "Pete Schwabo, when I used to live in Pacific Palisades back in 89, oh, Janet's got a few bucks. She says, "I got to see him walking his dog every morning." She's talking about Walter Matthau. This is when I picked Walter Matthau on social media this morning. She says, "I got to see him walk his dog every morning as I drove to work. It was a joy, and he looked grumpy, grouchy every day." That would be really cool. Thank you, Janet, for sharing that. Eric Rathsack of Ask Your Mother. They'll be here next week, Con. You know that?
Yeah.
Darn right. Pete Schwabba, he was just grumpy, not grouchy. Unless you're referring to Dennis the Menace, Mr. Wilson's character, he was kind of grouchy, but Dennis was relentless. Well said, Eric. And Daniel Wheeler, of course, said Frank Costanza from Seinfeld, which got me to change my answer to Estelle Costanza from Seinfeld. We'll read more of your texts when we come back. And I'm going to tell you what's opening this weekend. Some really good movies. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me. We are jamming through a Wednesday night show here, folks. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite grouch? It is National Grouch Day, and we've had some really fun responses. We're reading them right now. Janet also says Red Foreman comes to mind. I wonder if she means Red Fox.
No, Red Foreman.
Oh, Red Foreman is from that 70s show. Yeah. That's a good one. That's the second time we've heard Red. I actually thought of Red Fox later today. Red Fox was a great one, too. JB Thompson says Craig Anthony Kinnitt is my favorite grouch. I don't know those guys well enough to joke around like that. But for all I know, there could be fisticuffs. But that's JB Thompson, the guy behind the guy.
Behind the guy.
Behind the guy. And then Carolyn Thompson, probably a relation. I don't know. She says, JB, I thought you were going to say me. JB, you are my favorite wife, Carolyn Thompson. JB does practice polygamy. I don't know if you know that. He's got several wives, but Carolyn is his favorite, so he's also a romantic. Matt Harper, Clint Eastwood. I said Matt's answer earlier. That's a great one. Second time we've heard Clint. And who else we got here? George. George Chemers on Facebook says, Oscar. Oscar the Grouch is my favorite grouch. There you go. That's a great one. Thank you, George. Mike Desitel says, I have two favorite grouches, Oscar and Groucho. It's right there in the name, people. Love Groucho Marx. And then Mike also said, what the hell's it to you? See, he's trying to be a grouch. Yeah. Sarcastic. That's how Mike is. I know Mike. And then my favorite answer of the night, Tony Zimmerman saying, Pat Kreitlow. Going to the text line here, Brian from Green Bay says, favorite grouches. This is great. Mino and Schmidt, never forget. Thank you, Brian. John from Oshkosh says, of course, Oscar, he is the OG. No doubt about that. Awesome, John. Edward from the 414 says, the two guys in the balcony from the Muppets. Absolutely. Great answer. Grouch squared. Rosemary from the 715 says, Groucho Marx. Groucho Marx picking up steam tonight. John Murray from Madison says, Archie Bunker, my favorite Grouch. What a character. On a show that was way ahead of its time, all the social issues Archie learned about were necessary for all to see. I agree, John, and I love that people watched that show and laughed for the wrong reasons sometimes. But I am totally with you. A great show, groundbreaking show from Norman Lear. Edward in the 414 says, them or probably, oh, he's referring to the Muppet balcony guys, them or probably Private Hudson in Aliens, played by Bill Paxton. Oh, yeah. Game over, man. You ever see that show? That movie?
No.
Oh, it's scary. It's good. It's like the first one had one alien. This one has like they spawned all these aliens and they come after. It's really good. And Bill Paxton's great in it. Monica from Mount Horeb, the 608, says, Ruth Gordon in Every Which Way But Loose. Wow, nice pull, Monica. She was a great actor. She was in a movie, too, called My Bodyguard, and I loved her. She played Chris Makepeace's grandma, and she was outstanding. That's a great text. Thank you. Malia, I hope I'm saying that right. Or how would you say that, Con? Malia?
Yeah.
Malia?
Malia.
You can correct us. We'll get it right, Malia. From the 608 says, crotches and grouches, eh? Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Kim Kardashian and grouches? Kim Kardashian could be a grouch.
Who's your favorite crotch? That's tomorrow night's.
No.
And is it a wig or isn't it? Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, Higgins on Magnum PI. Nice. He and Aaron Dobermans were always giving Magnum a hard time. I never really watched that show. I watched it a little bit, but I know who Higgins is. That's a great text. Jack from Merrimack in the 414 says, favorite Grouch? How could it be anyone but Oscar? Very well said, Jack. Did we read this one? Anna from Madison in the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite Grouch is Al Bundy of Married with Children. He was always complaining. That's a great one, Anna. And you know what? His character, Ed O'Neill's character on Modern Family, was kind of grouchy too, but in a lovable way. And not quite as grouchy as he was on Married with Children. Great text. Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad says, in honor of my favorite grouch, the Cookie Monster. Whoa, curveball. I'm currently eating a bunch of peanut butter chocolate chip cookies.
Would it kill you to send me some homemade chocolate chip, peanut butter chocolate chip, Dad?
Dad is styling.
Send a care package.
Yeah, absolutely. Or oatmeal chocolate chip. You can send me some, Steve, too. Care of Conrad. Jim from Appleton says, Archie Bunker, the classics never go out of style. Stifle yourself. That was my bad Archie Bunker accent. Conrad's mom says the Grinch. Oh, another one. Yeah. Outside the box. Love it. Tony the Trucker. We read that one. Tony the Trucker says that William Frawley as Fred Mertz was his vote on the Lucy, I Love Lucy show. But then Tony the Trucker says he also played Bub on My Three Sons. I don't remember much about My Three Sons. I do remember Fred Mertz. That show was all over the place, even though I never really watched it. I Love Lucy was on constantly, and there were only three channels. AJ says, hey, Pete. Oh, we read that one. Okay. Tom from New Berlin says, in the morning when looking in the mirror. Ha, ha, ha. Or the 1966 movie El Dorado, Arthur Honeycutt as Bull. I think Arthur Honeycutt was kind of a famous grouch back in the day. Thank you, Tom. And Bridget says, Archie Bunker. He used to scare me when I was a child. Thank you, Bridget, from the 818. Another vote for Archie Bunker. Melissa from Willie Street, John's better half. Yeah, I said it, John. Larry David. Oh, that's a great one, too. Larry David's a great grouch, as is George Costanza, his alter ego. So we have Tim Sowers coming up in just a few minutes, folks, from the Overture Center in Madison. If you want to get a response in on the text line, you may do it. You still have time. Who's your favorite grouch? And what else, Conrad? They can text on the stream too, right?
Yeah, you can text on the stream. Facebook.
Go to
YouTube.
Facebook, and we got all our responses there. We got the Nightlight Window Fund picture posted. Leave us a like if you're so inclined. And what's this? What's this on the stream comment? Maya. Oh, that's a long name.
Pete Bruh.
This is Pete Bruh.
You're a grouch.
I'm a grouch. I certainly can be. Just ask my wife or my kids, or Conrad for that matter. We are coming back to tell you what's happening at the Overture Center, folks. And I will tell you what's opening. There's a cool movie opening this weekend. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yankee here. You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Tennessee, officials have identified the remains of 14 of the 16 people who were killed Friday morning when a munitions plant exploded about 60 miles west of Nashville. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis.
We're moving forward. We're going to continue to move forward with the investigation. The investigation is full force. It's at a snail's pace.
A fragile ceasefire in the Middle East. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz saying there are plans to resume fighting against Hamas if necessary. And bodies are being returned to Israel from Gaza. Israeli forensic specialists working to identify them as 19 hostages' bodies remain unaccounted for. A federal judge in San Francisco temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown. The Supreme Court hearing arguments in a case that would further gut the Voting Rights Act and strike down a provision that allows considering racial representation in drawing congressional districts. This is ABC News.
The Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know? So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle in Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first 5 games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Yahoo Entertainment is reporting big changes at Apple TV Plus. Just how big? They are removing the plus, so it will just be Apple TV. I realize that only sounds like a typing issue, but Apple says their new identity will be vibrant, despite removing a positive character from the company name. This is a similar form of identity crisis as the one HBO Max went through when it became Max and now is transitioning back to just HBO. That's like Pepsi Cola dropping the Pepsi part and just calling it Cola. Maybe now that Apple TV is removing the plus means they will minus the price that they just increased by $3 a month to $12.99. Can't blame a guy for trying. It's been over 2 hours since Taylor Swift has introduced a new product for Swifties to empty their pockets for. Well, time is up, as Tay-Tay has announced a new 6-episode Disney Plus series titled The End of an Era. The show will follow her Eras Tour. Makes sense. And the final episode will be a concert video of the tour. The masterpiece drops December 12th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with showers around, a little breezy, and highs in the low 60s. And mostly cloudy on Friday, chance of showers again, warmer though, a high near 70. The weekend looks cooler. Right now it's 53.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Earth Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a very important case before the Supreme Court. Will they gut what remains of the Voting Rights Act? Jim Santel, our friend and colleague, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Tomorrow night on Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen, Kara Mulrooney, Milwaukee actress and filmmaker, joins us at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then from Old World, Wisconsin, Dan Hess will be here to tell us about some really cool stuff coming up in the month of October, thanks to the Wisconsin Historical Society. Always fun to work with those guys. Our question of the night, you still have time, is who is your favorite grouch? It's National Grouch Day. And now I'm about to bring on my next guest. Works for the he is the Chief Artistic Experiences Director at the Overture Center in Madison, and he is not a grouch at all. He has a very sunshiny disposition, and we love to have him on Nightlight, Mr. Tim Sowers. Hey, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Well, I wouldn't call that sunshiny, but it was pleasant. Good, Tim. Okay. How are you?
Well, I was thinking of my favorite grump.
Do you have one in mind?
I don't know if I have one, but I was listening to everybody's choices, which were so good.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Squidward from SpongeBob.
Oh, that's a great one. Animated.
He's a great. But and a Broadway. There was a Broadway right. musical on SpongeBob, and that character is so charming
love
in the
him.
Show. Yeah, I love him, too.
That's a great choice. Great to have you here, Tim. Let's jump in. I know we don't have that much time, but you have some really cool shows coming up, especially short term. I was looking at your schedule, and you've got such great stuff on the horizon here. Can we start with Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh is it's the Children's Theater of Madison.
Yeah.
And that's actually not in our building. There's a building here called My Arts. And so they're doing the performance there, but the Children's Theater is one of our resident companies. They're okay. also doing Matilda in our building at the same exact time. So
oh, nice.
Always great. You know, their focus is on family and kids and, you know, do a tremendous job with all of that.
Yeah. I loved Winnie the Pooh when I was a kid. And I loved the show. When my kids would watch it, I was like secretly hoping they would pick
There's
that
another
out.
Grouch. There's another grouch in Winnie the Pooh.
Eeyore
is
yes.
a grouch.
Yes, sir. Oh,
like, that's a good grouch.
That's a great grouch and a very low-key, low-energy grouch. Let's talk about Rodgers and Hammerstein, Tim, because I was in the show Oklahoma when I was a kid. I loved it. But it's Rodgers and Hammerstein from...
Hang on one second.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're cutting.
Uh-oh.
I'm having a bad technology.
Oh, no.
All right, try that. Talk now.
We can't lose, Tim. Oh, there you are. We got you.
There we go. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, I was saying Rodgers and Hammerstein. I love Rodgers and Hammerstein. Love those old classic musicals. And you have a show coming, Rodgers and Hammerstein, from book to Broadway. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's the Four Seasons Theater. They're a season in town that does a lot of shows in our building. And it's a musical review of some of the greatest hits from that duo who, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein in the day were like Hamilton is today, right?
Yeah.
They were very cutting edge. Their shows had, you know, such potent messages in them. And, you know, it's always great. They're some of the greatest writers of all time in musical theater, right?
Kind of a cutting edge for the time too. A lot of innuendo that I think went over people's head. At least it did when I was in the show when I was in high school.
Oh yeah, and they had, you know, bullying in race issues. I mean, they were really, it was pretty great stuff. I mean, that's what I grew up on, right? All those movies with Rodgers and Hammerstein, and you know, and people are still doing those shows today. So yeah, great.
Yeah. All right. Then you got. Were you a fan of the show Glee? Tim?
I was for a while.
Yeah, same.
And then it kind of, you know, once that original kind of group lost its steam and they started replacing them, then I didn't care anymore. Right.
Same. I love the first season, though. It was one of the funniest shows I've seen. I love Jane Lynch, and I like the guy Matthew Morrison is coming to the Capitol Theater with Rhythms and Revelations. Tell us about that show.
Tomorrow night, you know, on Glee. He's done quite a few Broadway shows, and he's just going to entertain us with music, right? It's a concert with him.
Yeah.
And, he doesn't do this often. He doesn't tour. And so I thought, you know, there's a good kind of guy that I would love to share with people. Right.
He's incredibly talented, and he sang on Glee, and he was funny. I don't know why he's not a bigger star, to be honest with you, because I think he's got tons of talent.
I agree. He hasn't done a Broadway in a while. He did like the musical version of Finding Neverland, that movie, and he did the original. He was in the original cast of Hairspray back in the day as a young guy, and he's very good.
Yeah,
he's very good.
He's kind of like Jonathan Groff, maybe a little bit. Like, he was in Glee too, but here's a guy that he goes and he does Mindhunter, where he's a profiler for the FBI. That guy's crazy talented too.
Yeah, and he's in the prime right now in New York. I mean, he opened a show last spring called Just in Time, which was a Bobby Darin musical.
Oh, sweet.
And he's still running it. Like, now and then. So he was Tony nominated for that. The year before, they did a Stephen Sondheim revival of Merrily We Roll Along, and Jonathan Groff won the Tony for that. And you know, he was the original King in Hamilton. You know, he is a really talented guy. I would love him to do a concert and tour. He would sell really well.
Absolutely. You guys also have this band, not band, but these singers I keep missing. They're a cappella singers, the Mad Hatters from UW. You have them.
Oh my God, they
up.
Are so great.
That's what I hear. Those I want to get them on the show.
So there's, yeah, you should get them on the show. You know, they've been performing way before I even got to Madison.
Yeah.
And for years, they've always been in our building with the show, and they haven't been I don't think they've done a show in our building since COVID. So it's great that they're back in, because they're so good. Like, it is, they could go professional. They're so good.
But it changes, right? Can you only be in the band when you're at school? Like, when you graduate?
Yeah,
I think
they're just college students. So, you know, it's a tough group to get in, I know, with their audition process, because they have a lot of people interested to be in the group.
That sounds like a great show. That's November 15th, the Mad Hatters. Let's see what else we got. David Sedaris coming up, Tim. That's exciting. I think we've talked about him before.
I know. I just love him.
He's great.
He is the nicest man.
Really?
And you wouldn't expect it, right? Like, because his writing can be very caustic, you know.
Right.
But, you know, before the show, he's out in the lobby signing, and then he goes and does the show, and then after the show, he goes back into the lobby again, and he stays there signing until everybody's done. Sometimes it's a couple hours afterwards. And for him, he talked about it one time in one of his shows, because we have him like every other year. He talked about in one of his shows that he gets a lot of inspiration from what the audience is saying.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
And then he'll just write the weirdest stuff in your cover of your book. Right? I like broccoli, David Sedaris. You know, like, he's funny. He's such an easy, great guy to work with.
And that to me is like, you know, I love when I go see movies and there's a Q&A after. I mean, you can't beat, if he's hanging out after the show and before the show, you can't, that's worth the price of admission right there. So
not everybody does that, right? And so
it's just
you're seeing it more and more, though, I think, with shows. A lot of the shows now have, well, a lot of them want the VIP experience afterwards, and people pay extra to go do that. And I was like, I like the ones who come out and just really hang with the audience and talk to them, right?
Because, totally agree.
That's the fans who put you where you are.
Absolutely. And that's a week from tonight, folks. That's October 22nd at the, I think it's at the Capitol Theater. No, Overture Hall, right?
No, it's an Overture Hall. Yeah,
okay. You got
Book of... The one I want to add. Do you know, wait, before we do, well, yeah, Book of Mormon, I mean, it's in a near sellout.
I still love that show.
Oh my God, it is so funny. Those South Park guys. I'm curious to see it because they've updated it since we've had it. And so I'm kind of curious to see what they did with it.
Me too.
Because there were some very questionable, there's always questionable things in their material. Right.
It's
and
great.
So I'm curious to see what they, yeah. Yeah.
So what were you going to say?
Do you know Lucy Darling?
No, I don't know her.
Look her up. She's coming in October 25, next week after, next week, I guess. Right. Jeez. And she was a social media star. When the agent presented, pitched her, and I was like, I don't even know who she is. And he's like, look her up. And she has millions of followers. And she's kind of this throwback Vegas type, variety performer. She does magic and crowd control, and she's at a sellout with the show, and she rented a theater out in Portland or Seattle and sold thousands of tickets quickly. And so one of the big agencies picked her up and is doing this tour, so I'm kind of really looking forward to seeing her, what she's like, because one of the things that's hard with these social media stars and TikTok stars,
yeah,
do they have a full show?
We've talked about that before. Yeah.
We probably have, So I'm very interested in her show next week.
That sounds really cool. And then my guest is Tim Sowers. He is the Chief Artistic Experiences Director at the Overture Center in Madison. There is always so much going on there, folks. One more I want to ask you about, Tim, before I want to ask you what you're watching, is you got a Halloween show coming up on the 30th called Mariachi Rock Revolution. Can you tell us about that?
I know. And I mean, they mix rock with mariachi music. and I've not seen their full show. I've only seen clips, and I'm curious about that one too.
Yeah, the guy's
look at the image. The image is really kind of cool.
It's
their
excellent.
Video work is really cool. It's a great idea.
Right.
Right. I think it's a great idea.
Right, for Halloween. Absolutely.
It's funny, and we do some school shows around some of these shows too. And the mariachi show, we're doing a performance for schools, and that sold out really quickly. They're really interested in that.
Oh, sweet. Do you guys do that a lot? Do you bring kids in from schools periodically just to keep the interest going with the younger generation?
We have a whole series. We do, I think last season we did 17,000 tickets.
Oh my gosh.
To shows. And some are just brought in for school shows, but we do a lot of, I do a lot of connecting it to the bigger shows.
Oh, that's outstanding.
You know, in November we have a Cirque company coming in, Cirque Mechanics, and they're going to do a school show with the kids. And we always do a couple of our National Geographic speakers. They'll do school show, for the kids and stuff. And it's hard these days in education, and I'm still glad that our community is still coming to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Tim Sowers is here. We're going to do a very short break, and then I'm going to come back and ask Tim what he's watching. I'm always curious to know. Tim's got great taste in TV, and you're not going to want to miss that. It's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump still thinks he's a game show host at The Apprentice. Heard this great perspective about Tiffany not getting Trump's endorsement. If Josh Schumann feels like he's got to take some shots at Tiffany, which might weaken him, but it makes him look better to Trump to maybe get the endorsement, this is what Trump likes. He doesn't have any incentive to endorse Tiffany as long as he can keep playing him and Schumann off each other.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, you've been on a fast train, and it's going off the rail, and you can't come back.
Welcome
can't
back.
Come back again.
We're in the home stretch here, folks. It's been great being able to talk to you tonight and have you guys interact and send us texts. Just love that when you guys interact. From the 608, this is Kelly from Madison. Not sure if anyone said this grouch yet. Mel from the sitcom Alice. He was a great one. Vic Tayback. Flo would always respond to his grouchiness with kiss my grits. Outstanding. Great one, Kelly. Thank you. And then on social media, Trig Rude said, Mr. Roper? Forgot about that one. Another great one. And DP Carlson, my kid, Oscar. Okay. Great stuff. I hope you're doing well, DP. Right now, folks, we have a couple more minutes with our current guest, Tim Sowers. He is the Chief Artistic Experiences Director at the Overture Center in Madison. They do great stuff there. And we've been talking about some of the things they have coming up. Tim, I lied. I have one more thing to ask you about, and it's deep water and the sea freaks me out. I just am not a fan, so I'm kind of intrigued by it. You have something coming up October 4th called A Pirate's Life with archaeologist Lisa Briggs. That's at the Capitol Theater. Do we have to
November, right?
Yeah, November 4th. It doesn't
look
like...
Yeah, it's part of the National Geographic, yeah.
That looks so cool. And she's
going to
have like...
speakers. Great with National Geographic. Some of them do creep you out, right? Like,
yeah.
So she's an archaeologist who does all that digging and stuff down into the sea. I think she'll be really interesting.
Yeah. I think I'm in love. But I can't, like, I hate it. I hate the sea. I have no desire. But this, here it is right here. Set sail on a thrilling adventure with archaeologist Lisa Briggs. Dive into the Mediterranean. This looks fantastic. So where people, do they just go to the website to get tickets for all these great shows,
yeah,
Tim?
Yeah, okay. Just overture.org, and they can go into the events and see them all listed. We do a good job of just having a nice big old list.
It's a great website.
There's so many shows at the Overture Center. You know, we have 9 resident companies and lots of people who come in and use the building, and it's always vibrant and always great.
It's a great gig you got there, sir. What are you watching, Tim? Anything you can recommend?
Well, I'm on the new season of Only Murders in the Building.
Okay.
I love that. The new season of Slow Horses.
I'm digging that. Do you like it?
Oh my God, I love that show so much. It'll be curious to, because the writers are leaving after this season.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think the main writer is leaving after this season. Oh, okay.
Like the showrunner?
I hope they can keep it up because, boy, that cast is phenomenal.
Yeah, the actors are great. The writing is great. I mean, it's just a great show.
Oh, yeah. And this weekend I just watched Annie Hall.
I love it. One of my
favorites. In memory of Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
I was sad when that. I thought that made me sad, that one. And that movie still holds up. It was still really good.
Yeah, I just watched it maybe a couple of years ago. I don't know if you noticed this. I was talking about this when she died. We were talking about Annie Hall, and they spelled Christopher Walken's name wrong.
Oh, no, I didn't notice that. I know. All the young people in there, like Jeff Goldblum has one line.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, that's Jeff Goldblum.
I forgot my mantra.
Right. I thought that was... I was like, well, I hadn't seen that in I don't know how many years, right? And and probably when I saw it, I was too young to understand most of it.
I just like the comedy.
I want to go back and watch some of those.
Yeah.
Because we don't really get a movie like that anymore very much. And I don't know. It's some of those. Woody Allen was good. I mean, he has a lot of good movies. Hannah and Her Sisters is one of my favorite all-time movies of all time.
Yeah, Bullets Over Broadway. I mean, he's got movies you forgot about. You know what I mean? Like
Radio
Days. Yeah.
Just fun.
They're all outstanding. And Diane Keaton. But Annie Hall is probably, that's in my top 10 of any movie. I just love it.
I would have to say it's probably there for me too.
Yeah. Tim, always fun, my friend. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
Keep watching TV. Keep bringing us the great live shows. And we'll do it again, I hope.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, buddy. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks, Tim. Bye. That's Tim Sowers. Check out overture.org. Great shows coming up there and such a variety of shows. Lots of fun. I've only been in there twice, Con. Do you know that? You realize that?
I didn't.
Yeah. We were going to go see some Christmas show there last year, but my daughter couldn't because it was a show she really wanted to see, but we were not able to make it, unfortunately. But we have to get down there this year. It's fun at the holidays. Just a great space. What do you think about this this new Keanu Reeves, Seth Rogen? You're a big Seth Rogen guy.
I'm definitely going to see that. It looks hilarious.
It does look
fun. I saw the trailer, and I was like, this movie was made for me.
Yeah, and Keanu Reeves plays a ne'er-do-well angel. It's just funny that they have him in a comedy role. I think that's so great. I'm looking for the title of it, though, because I think I just did this in the beats, and I don't even know if I said the title. All right, maybe you could find that. I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes, but I don't see it. I want to make sure that it's in the beats. I'm telling people to go see a movie I didn't give the title. That is opening this weekend,
called Good Fortune.
Good Fortune, right. And it's, it looks great. It's got really good reviews, like, on Rotten Tomatoes. It's crushing. So that is something I would recommend. Also... Black Phone 2. Did you ever see the original?
I'm not a scary movie guy, so.
I'm not either, but this is one I might have to check out. People love this film, and it's horror, and it's getting good reviews, about 80%, just like the first one. And then also Ed Helms. I love Ed Helms. Everything Ed Helms does, he is in a new movie called, Stunt Driver. The Stunt Driver, so.
We still got to get to one more text.
Do we? Oh, we got a Steady Eddie text.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about that. I got all caught up. Let's see if we can get through that. All right, here's Steady Eddie. Oh, Tom Monono says, Lou Grant, that's a great one. Steady Eddie says, Pete, my favorite grouch, once stated I wouldn't join any club that would accept me as one of its members. Groucho Marx, great quote, Steady Eddie. I love that one. Honorable mentions, Oscar the Grouch, who once famously said, go away. Number two, The Grinch That Stole Christmas. The Grinch is such a gloomy, grumpy Grouch every day. To you, Mr. Grinch, I say go away. Let Cindy Lou Who and the Who children sing and play. Oh, Mr. Grinch, you're a mean one. You have a heart that is so small I wouldn't touch you with a 30-and-a-half-foot pole. Steady Eddie, outstanding stuff. We are coming back tomorrow night. Thank you, everybody. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A federal judge to the Trump administration stopped the government firings during the shutdown.
And a federal judge ordering the administration to immediately halt the mass firings after multiple unions sued, calling the firings illegal, arbitrary, and capricious. The judge ordering the administration to provide information within 2 days on the people it has fired so far.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is holding, but barely. Hamas has yet to disarm and has yet to turn over all the bodies of dead Israeli hostages they hold. Two bodies were returned today. In Florida, an Okeechobee County babysitter accused of poisoning an 11-month-old with antifreeze. Charges against 59-year-old Anna Adabo include aggravated child abuse and attempted first-degree murder. In Mississippi, 59-year-old Charles Crawford, convicted of kidnapping, rape, and murdering a 20-year-old college student, put to death by lethal injection.